Hi, and welcome to Peacefully Imperfect. This is Mitzi Neely, and I'm so glad to share this journey with you. Like many of you, I've been putting in some overtime the last few weeks, not in the traditional sense of work overtime, but more along the lines of emotional support and care overtime. I've been praying for some of the most precious individuals and their needs for weeks, while other needs have just presented themselves. And at this particular time, the needs are big. All of them. But regardless of how big or small they are, I know that I can intercede on their behalf as a prayer warrior. Big or not, I know God wants me to love and care for others. When I see those around me dealing with major issues and difficulties, it brings to mind the times I've needed my team of prayer warriors. I think about how blessed I am to have those friends and family members who lift me up each time I've asked for prayer. Their love, kindness, support, and prayer show me that I do matter, and that's exactly how I want others to feel. When they ask me to pray on their behalf, I want there to be no doubt that I'm claiming His promises and His protection for them. God's Word in 2 Timothy 1:3 tells us that friends are a constant source of encouragement. I believe that with my whole heart. I've been blessed so many times by others. Sometimes it was a simple phone call, an email or text, a card in the mail, or spoken words that reminded me I was worthy of so much more than the messes or burdens that life throws our way. Encouraging others and showing kindness or blessings could be your calling card. You could be the motivator, the cheerleader, the good friend, or the high point to someone's day. It's so much more meaningful to be the ray of sunshine than the cloud of doom and gloom. In 1 Thessalonians 5, His Word clearly says that we are to build each other up, live in peace, encourage the timid, be patient, joyful, pray continually, give thanks, and count on God's constant help. People love to know they matter. Tell those around you what they mean to you. Remind them that even in the midst of trials and tribulations, God is our portion. And above all, give thanks to your Heavenly Father for all He has blessed you with. Write entries in your journal of all He has provided and give thanks for each one. As we look to the week ahead, think about how you could be a source of joy, strength, and kindness for others. Be a reflection of God's love and be a constant source of encouragement for those around you. It only takes a few seconds to tell someone you matter. His presence gives us all the love and assurance we need to cheer on those who need it most. Have a great week. I'll be praying for you.